sun has set, the darkness deepens, and the world awaits midnight. Once again, this is your host, Graves. Nice to have you with us. We have some guests in the studio tonight. Allow me to introduce you. The fellow over there in the corner is the president of People Haters Anonymous. Everyone in his club likes to be alone, even at funerals. You see, they just can't stand shrouds. And that young lady over there is the former Miss Penelope Pierce. No, she's not married. I say former because she's dead. We've wanted to have her as a guest for a long time, but we just couldn't dig her up. Finally, the gentleman seated over there is my lawyer. He only takes certain cases when he's sure he can get his clients dead to rights. Well, enough of ghoulish gatherings. Let's get to tonight's story. Ever been lonely? I mean, really lonely. Well, tonight's tale is about someone who gets away from it all in the Northern California mountains. Only the world he left behind won't leave him alone. But he has a secret that assures him of the privacy he wants. Here's tonight's story. Mountain of Solitude.
Who made the report?
The Forestry Service. One of their helicopters spotted the body just after dawn. They couldn't set the copter down to check. Besides, it's really our line of work, not theirs.
Think this will turn out to be a murder investigation?
Calm down, Eager Beaver. If there's a body there, and if it's dead, it'll probably be obvious that he broke his own neck or did something else stupid like sitting on a rattlesnake. The biggest thing we have to worry about is how to get that hermit up there to guide us around the mountain.
Old Mac?
Yeah, real recluse. He's got a cabin at the end of this road, which happens to be the only way into the mountain. And he treats it like it was his own personal real estate.
How so?
He checks out everyone that comes up here. Very nosy. And very belligerent if he catches them with a gun. He'll chase them right off the mountain. His shotgun is the only firearm he allows up here.
You think he's a lunatic?
Well, all hermits are a little cracked or they wouldn't be hermits. A man up here alone like Mac gets funny ideas, gets set in ways nobody else understands, even invents special duties for himself to keep from going nuttier, to keep people away. Lonely, crazy, maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's lonely up here for sure. About the loneliest place I know of.
There's Mac up on the porch.
Not too fond of razor blades, is he?
I guess not.
I don't remember calling for a sheriff.
No, Mac. The sheriff's calling for you. The Forestry Service spotted what they think is a body on the other side of the mountain. We have to check it out. You didn't hear or see anyone on the mountain yesterday, did you?
Not a thing. Hasn't been anyone up here in weeks. Probably nothing anyhow. You'd just be taking a long hike to find a dead deer. You that hot to waste your time?
To tell the truth, I don't want to take this hike at all.
Well, go ahead. You don't need my permission to tramp around here.
Maybe not permission, but we do need your help if we're going to get there and back without taking all day. You know the mountain like the back of your hand. I'm asking you to take a few hours to guide us around and back.
You can't order me around. I don't owe you or your deputy a thing. Take the whole mountain home with you. I don't care.
Okay, Mac. Have it your way. But Jimmy and I are stuck with the job, like it or not. We'll give it a try alone. But if we come up empty, that means calling in a search party. I don't suppose you'll mind them parking their vehicles here or using your well
or... You made your point. I'll take you.
Thanks.
But on one condition. You leave your guns here. You won't need them.
I wasn't going to haul along our shotgun anyway.
That goes for revolvers, too.
Hey.
It's all right, Jimmy. If we see any grizzly bears, we'll just run. And the sooner we get this done, the better.
I'd sure like to know what his problem is. Me, too.
Say, Mac, what is this thing about guns?
Let's just say I've got an arrangement.
Let's just hope he's only a crazy conservationist.
And not just plain crazy.
Well, your dead deer ought to be down there somewhere.
Dan.
Yeah.
Down on the left, past those two trees, sticking out from behind that clump of bushes. See it?
Yeah, Jimmy, I do. What do you make of that, Mac?
From here, I don't make anything of it.
Give in, Mac. You know what's waiting for us down there.
But do you?
Sweet Jesus.
Recognize him?
No, and I'm glad I don't.
A stranger to me.
I guess we've established that there is a dead body here, and the cause of death, too. Chest completely crushed.
But look at his face.
Yeah, fear or terror. No bites or claw marks, though. Nothing nearby to have fallen from. Doesn't appear to have been dragged. Better check his pockets, Jimmy.
This is how you tell the sheriff from the deputies.
What's your diagnosis, Mac? Accident? Animal? Murder?
Only thing that could crush a chest like that is compression. A blow would force the body away before that much pressure could be applied.
Careful, Mac. You're beginning to sound like a sheriff.
I just mean that it looks like a plain bear hug. If he was fool enough to be wandering around here in the dark last night, then it's easy to figure that he stumbled into a brownie that got affectionate.
And you didn't hear or see anything? No shots, no screams, no growls?
Not a thing. This is too far from the cabin anyway.
Dan, there's not a thing on him except a pocket knife and a half a dozen 30-06 rifle shells.
Rifle shells, huh? That's interesting. Take some pictures for the report. Mac, let's look for that rifle. Well, we didn't have to look far. Jimmy, come take a look at this.
What? Oh, hey. That's a real heavy-duty hunting rifle, an expensive one.
Right.
And it's been snapped clean in half, barrel and all. But nothing can do that.
If you say so. Come on in, Ed.
You two rested up from your hike this morning?
The hike was easy. I can't say as much for the rest of it.
Yeah, I just thought I'd ask, because it looks like your day's going to get more complicated instead of less.
What have you got, Ed?
Well, first off, I got the prints from the film you shot this morning. No offense, Jimmy, but I think you need lessons.
Oh.
Well, they weren't so bad that I couldn't see the face clearly. Something looked familiar about it. Scratched my head a while and checked the files. Here.
A wanted poster?
Yeah. Compare the pictures.
Man, have you got a memory. It's him, all right.
Come on, Dan. Who was he?
Read it for yourself. Ed, you weren't kidding.
This doesn't make any sense. How do you figure it?
I don't. There's no way I can. But somehow, I'll have to.
Maybe sheriffs are smarter than deputies, but I'll have to see it to believe it. Because as far as I can figure, there's no explanation for a contract killer from New Jersey to be wandering alone on that mountain last night.
Count. County 6 to County 1. You there, Dan?
Here, Jimmy. Got something for me?
Couple of things. I located that guy's car, pulled off the valley road behind some trees at the western base of the mountain. I ran the plates. It was rented 2 days ago for cash. Name didn't match the one on the notice. Dead end there. The other thing is, I met the county coroner's wagon at the bottom of the road. Had a talk with the team. They acted like I put that mess up there just to make them miserable. Anyway, they agreed that the man did die of a crushed chest, not something else, before that happened. Just had his heart and lungs smashed and perforated by shattered ribs. They also agreed that it was unlikely it was from a blow. They did mention that the bear hug idea was possible, except that a bear would almost surely leave other marks.
I appreciate the work, Jimmy. But all that leaves us is right where we were.
Sorry, Dan.
Not your fault. Listen, I think I already know the answer, but how do you call this?
Mac.
Feel sure?
Pretty sure. Only man on the mountain. Hates guns, no alibi, could be cracked. Crazy people can be incredibly strong. Or he could have easily rigged a trap to do it, then removed all signs of the trap, or just moved the body. Putting it another way, it's just the only answer I can think of.
Fair enough. But don't overlook the possibility that this has nothing to do with Mac. That killer wasn't the most logical person to expect up there. There must have been a story behind him, too.
Right.
Well, get on and see if you can find where the stranger was staying. I'll check around the other places he might have stopped.
Okay. County 6, over and out.
County 1 out. But not over yet.
It's kind of late for lunch, Dan, but Harry might have something if I asked.
No, Sally, coffee's fine. I really dropped by to ask you some questions.
With all the upset stomachs this place causes, I'm surprised it took you this long to get around to interrogating me.
No, this is serious stuff, Sally. I'm checking here because this diner is the closest place to the mountain. A man was killed up there last night. We still haven't figured out how or why or what did it. He didn't even seem to belong here.
Tell me more.
That's about all I know. Take a look at this picture and see if you recognize him. He would have been in yesterday or the day before, if he was in here.
Tough-looking guy. Doesn't ring any bells, though. No, I haven't seen him. And I've been working overtime the last few days because of Betty's appendicitis. He wasn't in here.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you about a fellow that lives up there in that mountain all alone. Old Mac, the hermit.
Now there's an interesting subject.
What do you mean?
Mac. He's not so old. And somehow I don't figure him for a hermit.
Tell me more.
Well, I think he's only lived up there about 5 years. I never heard of him before that. I've seen him hiking around a few times. But the funniest thing was the time he came in for dinner.
What?
Yeah, about a year ago. Walked in here one evening with his hair trimmed and a clean shave, clothes neat and laundered. Truth is, he's no older than you. Well, he sat in that booth over there and ordered a full-course dinner. Took his time about it. Read a newspaper. Left a nice tip. I served him. And it was strange somehow.
Explain that.
It wouldn't have been strange for anyone else, but for a hermit it was. A real hermit would have been nervous around people. But he seemed relieved, as if he had the night off and was relaxing. Like he'd earned it. Sort of a special occasion.
Anything else?
Oh, maybe. He told me to keep an eye on a guy sitting at the counter. Said he was paying too much attention to the cash register. Funny, like something you'd say. Yeah, and one other thing. He asked for something called scrapple. It's a kind of food made from pork. Nobody eats it west of the Mississippi. That's about it.
How about the mountain? You're right beneath it here. Ever notice any activity? Hear anything strange going on?
Well...
Yeah?
I guess it was that same night. Yeah, must have been. Mac took that ice cream with him. I saw him headed for the trees when I went out back. It was real dark. I heard a noise from the trees. Mac reached out, and I thought I saw...
You thought you saw what?
Nothing. Never mind. I was thinking of something else.
Well, thanks. I'll be getting along.
All right, Sheriff. Hope you catch those bad guys. Hey, Dan!
Yeah?
You might want to check up on that other dude.
What other dude?
Stranger. Fancy haircut, big diamond on his finger, Eastern accent. Came in to ask how to get up the mountain. But he didn't look like the outdoor type.
When was this?
About an hour ago, I guess.
An hour ago?
Well, I'm a waitress, not a cop!
Got here as fast as I could, Dan. What's up?
I was checking in the diner and found out that there was a second stranger involved. Another East Coast type trying to find his way up onto the mountain. Found his car over there hidden behind some brush about 20 minutes ago. Checked it, and it's rented, too. Whoever it is has about a two-hour head start up the hill. I expect I'm a better woodsman than he is, so I'll be able to catch up. He'll leave a trail that won't be too hard to follow.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go after him.
There's a question about we.
Say, that was it. He's headed up the mountain road. What gives?
I sent it up to watch Mac. We've got to know if Mac's involved, and if he is, stop him. Ed's going to check the cabin first, and if he doesn't find him there, start searching in my direction. I'm hoping to locate the stranger and take him onto the cabin. We'll either meet at the cabin or somewhere in between.
But what about me?
You've got a choice. You can follow Ed and help him with Mac, or you can come with me.
You're leaving your revolver behind? Have you gone as nutty as Mac?
Maybe. And maybe Mac isn't crazy. I just don't want to meet up with him with a gun on me.
It's not Mac I'm worried about. That other guy up there might be a professional killer. We have no idea what he's up to. Leaving your gun here makes no sense.
If it's any consolation, it doesn't to me either. All I can say is I've got a hunch.
Not much to throw your life away for.
Well, that's the way it is. Now make your choice. Keep your gun and follow Ed, or come with me on my terms.
I'm not going to leave you alone on that mountain with a possible killer. The sun is almost down and the moon won't be up for 2 or 3 hours.
I hoped you'd say that.
You've got guts, Dan. I just hope you don't get mine spilled.
Tracking in the dark armed with just a flashlight is kind of crazy.
We must be getting close to that guy, though. We're making good time. At least we're sure that he is headed for Mac's cabin.
Still, we've got to keep pushing if we're going to catch him.
Jimmy, look out!
That tree came down right across our path.
There isn't enough wind to do that. I get it. The stranger tried to stop the pursuit by dropping a tree on the pursuers.
Good idea, except his aim is poor. Missed us by 10 feet or more.
Yeah, it's an old dead tree. Not hard for him to knock down.
I wonder if Ed found Mac at the cabin. Well, the game has started. Our next move is to get over this tree and keep going. It shouldn't be taking this long to catch up with him. We were so close back there. He's a better woodsman than I thought. Unless it was Mac. In that case, we're at a real disadvantage.
Ouch! Oh!
Jimmy, what happened?
Somebody set this gap between the rocks with thorny vines. My hand is bleeding.
That's all I need to know. Only Mac would have thought of something like that. He must have been in a hurry, though. These vines were torn loose, not cut. When we find him, we can check his hand for scratches.
It isn't going to do him any good, either. All he's accomplished is to make me mad. Ed's coming from the other direction. We'll have him between us soon.
This stuff doesn't fit with that hunch I had. Okay, let's keep going. Be more careful.
Hold it.
Who's that?
Just put those flashlights down and don't move.
Identify yourself. I'm the county sheriff.
You gotta be kidding. Say, lawman, where'd your guns go, huh? Lose them climbing up here?
Sorry, Jimmy.
What?
I said, what are you doing up here?
I decline to answer that on the grounds that it might tend to incriminate me. Well, well, well. Two cops without guns, huh? Me with a rifle. That must be Christmas. I'll ask you just one more time. Why are you tailing me?
Maybe to save your life.
From what? The chipmunks?
If you're here for the reason we think, you ought to know that the guy who was here ahead of you yesterday was carried down the mountain this morning in a rubber bag.
Who clipped him?
Don't know. We don't even know how. All we do know is that he went down with his chest crushed to a pulp and a horrified look on his face.
We thought he'd just run off with his front money. This might not be the easy hit I expected.
Or you could just forget the idea and leave them out.
No way. A contract is a contract.
Listen, if it is Mac you're after, then you ought to know he's not at his cabin. He's running loose somewhere in these woods. He tried once already to stop us from following you. Almost dropped a tree on our heads, then ripped up my deputy's hands with a thorn trap. He could be watching us right now.
I don't buy that. You're lying to save him or yourselves. If he could pull that on you two, then he would have already pulled something on me. Besides, guys like him don't fight. They run.
Guys like what?
Guys that think they can get evidence on people who are well-connected and turn it in. Stupid guys don't realize that people can buy precinct captains, can also buy state prosecutors and judges. Yellow guys figure they can solve their problems by running far and hiding deep, hoping it'll keep them alive. Catch on?
Sort of. I tend to look at it from the other side.
Yeah, right. Well, the clock has run out for the guy you call Max, Sheriff, and nothing is going to change it. That looks like the end of the line for you and your empty holsters, too. We've had an altogether too interesting chat.
There's another deputy in these woods looking for us right now, and I still see Max Luce running around here, too. If you fire a shot, they'll both be down on you, and they're a lot smoother in a forest than you can ever be.
Bull, we're alone here. Now, both of you stand together against that tree.
Dan, get ready to dive into the bush. Wait till he shifts his light.
Now, just hold still, and I'll make this neat and quick. What's that? Who's behind that tree? Minnow! Stay away!
Jump for it, Jimmy!
Oh! No! No! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Head. What hit me?
Dan, that you?
I think so.
Something slammed into me. I blacked out.
Me too. Like someone bounced a cement sack off the back of my head. Oh, you were right. Mac must have gone completely insane. Only way he could get such strength. Where's that flashlight? Here. They're gone!
If that shot didn't get Mac, then the two of them have probably gone chasing into the woods. Picking up their trail won't be easy. These footsteps are really mixed up. Wait a minute. There's his rifle. In half a dozen pieces.
Mother of mercy. Here he is. In half a dozen pieces.
Not bitten. Not clawed. Not cut. No blow struck. Face frozen in shock. Body dismembered and decapitated. By brute force.
We'd better find Ed. And then we'd better find Mac.
This mountain seems even bigger in the dark. How many miles have we covered already?
Shouldn't be too far from the cabin now. We should have heard Ted somewhere.
Hey! What happened to the crickets? Say, that happened just before... Ed?
Mac? Whoever it is staying undercover.
That's not a friendly sign.
We'd better keep moving rather than sitting here and wait.
Smartest thing I've heard today.
We're being followed, pacing us from behind the trees. He's getting closer.
too close. Hey, there's a clearing up ahead.
Come on. If he wants to follow us, he'll have to show himself there. We'll wait here till he breaks through. When he does, hit him in the eyes with the light.
Then?
Pray. Ready? Now! Now it all makes sense. The dead men, their faces.
Mac doesn't live up here alone. No! No! Not us!
Run for your life!
Damn, Jimmy.
Hi, Sheriff. Look like you've seen a ghost. Or something.
What happened, Dan? I've been sitting on Mac here the whole time like you ordered. Did you meet up with that other stranger?
Yeah. With up and back there. In pieces.
You mean...
He means literally in pieces. Torn limb from limb.
But Mac was here. Was it a rogue bear?
Think about the pictures Jimmy took this morning, Ed. Remember the rifle? What could have done that?
I don't know. A bear might have enough strength, but...
It doesn't have hands. It took hands to snap that gun in half. And now there's another gun back there, busted in six pieces. Next to a man, also broken in six pieces.
Then it was murder.
No. No, listen. This case is closed. Even if we wanted to, we could never arrest anyone.
Then what did happen?
A simple matter of self-defense. Considering the attitude toward guns on this mountain, I'd say a case of mutual self-defense. Eh, Mac?
Could be you hit the nail right on the head, Sheriff.
Huh? But... Good Lord. Look up there on the ridge, standing in front of the moon. It's half as tall as that tree.
Like I told your friends this morning, on this mountain, I've got an arrangement.
Like old Mac has his privacy problems all worked out. And it's so much better than keeping vicious dogs. Though not as entertaining. Mountain of Solitude was written by Greg Potter and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Arthur Dutch, James McAfee, Isabel Lee, Leonard Sloan, and William Irwin. Also heard were Bill Ratner and Bob Farley. Sound effects by David Surtees. Production assistance by Marianne Strasser. Engineering by Gil Jones. Midnight is a Roger Rittner radio production. Now, until we meet again, this is your host, Graves, reminding you that wherever you are, it may not be midnight now, but it soon will be.